Shocker, you ever drank anything or drank your spittoon bottle or anything like that?
No, that diaper cream one just has me rattled, though, man. It's just, that's awful. Brushing your teeth with diaper cream is no good. No. Like, just, blah.
Yeah, you're doing that in the dark.
The worst stuff, man. Yeah. The worst. Sticking that into your gums and, oh. Anyway, no, nothing that I can think of. We used to make my brother do all kinds of dumb stuff. One time we paid him, I don't even remember how much it was. But we basically, we paid him some money and told him he wouldn't have to do dishes if he drank. It was like the, whatever liquid was in the bottom of the stir fry pan after dinner. And yeah, he did it. So he made some money and didn't have to do dishes. It was a terrible night for dishes too. Stir fry night's awful. So yeah, no, that's about the extent of my stories that way though.
Man, I am getting some awful stories texted into me right now from people and stuff they've eaten. And you know what? It's funny because you mentioned wagers. It's all about wagering. Guy was at a New Year's party several years ago, was bet $100 to eat a frozen olive that was sitting outside that had been puked up 2 weeks beforehand at another party.
Oh, come on.
And he goes, easiest $100 I ever made. Danny from Vegreville.
What are we doing here? What's happening on this segment?
Wow.
That is awful. That's terrible. That's offside. It's dinner hour.
You know, it's been sitting outside frozen in the winter, right, for 2 months? Probably got rid of everything.
Oh, I'm throwing a flag when I see you today.
Do you think your brother would he do that for $100?
I don't know. I mean, I think he can get it's either $12 or $16 in toonies up his nose. We've seen that.
What?
Yeah, he can fit. Yeah, he can get 4 toonies up each nostril almost. It's pretty impressive.
That's disgusting. Wow. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
He lives in Calgary, so I'm not sure if he's listening. He's probably not listening, but I'm sure some of our cousins and family are. So this is the one that I decimate in ping pong all the time, so why not throw him right under the bus?
Oh, sure, hey, why not? We're going to, man, people have done some weird things for not even a lot of money. Not even a lot of money, man. Oh.
No more.
Okay, what?
I'm literally hanging up the phone from this and then going to eat dinner. So
okay,
let's move along.
Cam Talbot. I know yesterday you said, I think the Oilers are going to go back-to-back with Talbot. Now, McClellan.
I think they should. I didn't know if they would.
Oh, you think they should? Okay. Now, McClellan did leave the door open for maybe a Lauren Brossoit by saying tonight's game could come into play. And I'm like, if Talbot wins but faces like 40 shots, do you think that's the reason why he doesn't start?
I don't know. I think he's just maybe trying to get out of answering the question by saying anything is possible. I have this feeling that if Talbot wins tonight, he'll go back in tomorrow against Calgary. If Talbot loses tonight, then maybe they give him a break and go with Brossoit tomorrow in Calgary. I'm not sure. Like, it's voodoo trying to figure it out at the best of times. So I was listening to everything Todd said today. I think they want to leave the door open to playing in both games, which he's done. And if he has a good, solid game tonight and wins, then go right back with him tomorrow in Calgary. Now you're facing two of the teams that are hunting you down in the playoff chase. Put your best guy out there against them.
PK Subban. Interesting how it played out today, because David Poile around 12:30 told a small group of reporters that they thought, well, for sure he'd be back after All-Star break. And then an hour later, they activated him.
And then suddenly, that was odd.
Yeah, it was very odd. So, but either way, he's back in. How much of a difference do you think first game back, usually the first game back for a lot of players is their best one because they're running on so much adrenaline?
Yeah, and I mean, like I saw Subban skating out there today because he took almost like a full practice type skate today. And I thought he looked great. I was watching him going, holy smokes, it's like he must be close anyways. And he looks great. He was all over the place and fast and strong and hammering the puck. And I mean, he makes a big difference, right? You add him on the blue line. He's got a lot of experience. I don't think he's a player that's going to take a whole lot of time to get himself up to speed and comfortable in the lineup. He was playing 25 minutes a night before he got hurt. Maybe handling the puck a little bit might be a little iffy. Maybe some of the sharpness as far as, you know, being able to have your head up while you take a slap shot from the point, just little things like that, timing stuff. I don't think he'll be a liability for them tonight. He's a good player. He's a veteran player. And he makes a huge difference for them. So to my to my way of thinking, it got a lot tougher for the Oilers tonight because he's going to be in there. And he always plays. I mean, he plays hard. He had some battles against the Oilers over the years and against a bunch of other opponents over the years. And didn't he have that unreal play? Didn't McDavid have that unreal play against PK last year where he made a play on the wall and stepped around him?
Yeah.
And then ended up moving in. Like, I don't think PK forgets stuff like that. Am I remembering that properly? Connor kind of, I don't want to say made him look foolish, but
he just put a nice move on him. I remember that.
He put a great move on him and out-hustled him and out-muscled him to a puck. And I think it was a big goal. My memory for this stuff's terrible, but I recall that and it being Subban. So PK doesn't forget that kind of stuff.
Well, I look at, and hey, if you're Todd McClellan, though, I think now he hasn't shied away from any matchups. I'm sure they'll get Ekholm and Subban a little bit, but yeah. I don't think McDavid is going to shy away. And, you know, it's kind of funny. He'd gone a few times without having a multi-point, like a three-point night. And even though the team didn't play well, I kind of sense that, you know, we might see McDavid now going a little bit of a run.
Well, and that's the thing. He's kind of, I mean, the points per game has dipped. But you can't be red hot all of the time in today's game. It just doesn't happen. You don't go wire to wire at the highest end of your game. I mean, back in the day when Wayne was putting up ridiculous numbers, I mean, 2-3 point nights were just a regularity. That was just not an oddity at all. But it's not like that anymore. Like guys can't produce it anywhere close to that pace. So Connor has some ups and downs, and even in his downs, he picks up a second assist or, you know, has 3 points in two games. Or it's just now that he's feeling it, now that the points are starting to roll for him, he's on a line and had some consistency on that line. I think that matters too, that I agree with you. I think he could, I mean, this team has put itself in great position. They can, if they continue to win some games here, it just gets better and better for them. And I really see Connor grabbing this thing by the throat. He has already, but I could see him going on a bit of a run here as well, for sure.
Ryan Rashok from TSN joins us. What about Lucic?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked an awful lot about him, and he hasn't been good enough. And I'm not sure what the issue is. I'm not sure if... you know, I don't know if he's unhappy because he's not playing on Connor's line. I'm not sure if he's the type of guy that would have that frustration as part of what's wrong. But he doesn't look engaged, and he doesn't look as physically committed as he needs to be. And it's not a great look for him. So, I mean, we've talked to him a few times and gotten his thoughts on it. He talked about needing to get more physical maybe, and that'll make a difference. We haven't seen a ton of that out of him. So I guess you just sit and wait. I mean, he's getting ice time. He's up around 18 minutes a game. Might not be his first choice of line mates, but you kind of got to play with whoever they put you with, and you got to find a way to produce. He had plenty of opportunity with McDavid this year, plenty of opportunity. And when another guy gets hot and takes your seat at that table, you just got to figure out a way to get back there. So it's on him. He's getting all the opportunity he could ask for. He stayed on that top unit power play. It's on him to figure out how to get his game going. And to me, it all boils down to control what you can control. And what he can look after is being more physical, being more aggressive, and getting back to the things that made him one of the league's most feared players. But that just doesn't seem to be in his game at all right now.
Oscar Klefbom, 7th in the NHL. Shots on goal amongst defensemen. He's tied for 11th in goals. He doesn't have a ton of assists yet, but I know he's had some defensive growing pains this year, but man, his play in the offensive zone, moving up, jumping, getting around guys, getting shots, has probably been one of the most least talked about things we've talked about all year. Like in the offensive blue line, he's really improved.
Yeah, no, he has. Like he walks that line well. I've always liked his aggressiveness with getting the shot through, and he has a bomb when he lets it go. I mean, he grabs the puck, he's quick to transition, get himself squared up and get his shot off, and he's pretty good at hitting the net. So those parts of his game are good. Now, off the rush, he leaves a little bit to be desired. I think when he's set up in the offensive zone, he can get things done. I find off the rush, he can be a little bit sloppy. A good example was last game. He came rushing up ice, and there were four Oilers up ice, and he hit the blue line and threw an errant pass into the middle to nobody, and it was a two-on-one back the other way. His goalie had to bail him out. So it's kind of a hockey sense thing where when you're the defenseman pinching up, you got to be a little bit careful about the play you choose to make. and firing it into the middle of the ice where someone can transition quick on you is not the right play. So there's a few things that he still, you know, that from a hockey sense standpoint, I think could be better. But blue line in, stationary, gets the puck at the line. He's one of the better ones at walking that line and getting the puck through. And, I mean, I often wonder when he'll get a prolonged look on the power play. But I think maybe some of those other deficiencies that I just talked about keep him from being that reliable power play guy.
Brandon Davidson's game, not where it was last year yet. I know he hasn't played a ton of hockey, but looks like a guy who's fighting the puck a little bit.
Well, for sure he is. And I mean, he's played in 13 games this year. He's under 15 minutes a game. And I think that for Brandon, what he did last year and how he got on a roll was, we talk so much about confidence and how much confidence matters for these players. Well, Brandon got confident last year, and it allowed him to hit a level he hadn't seen before. And then to even push that, he went on such a nice run last year and was so consistent and healthy, frankly. And one of the things that's eluded him this year, obviously, is his health and being able to put any number of games together consistently. And so he has not grabbed hold of it from a confidence standpoint yet. And so Todd talked about it today, how, you know, when you don't have the same amount of time as everybody else, whether it's training camp and exhibition, whatever it is, to get yourself up to speed, and you get dropped into the middle of it and are trying to get up to speed in the middle of it on a team that's competitive and needs points every night. I'll tell you what, as soon as there's another healthy defense, I mean, when Darnell Nurse comes back, Brandon Davidson is going to be in a full-on fight for a spot in the lineup every night. I mean, his spot in the lineup is not guaranteed when Nurse is back. Russell has been good. Benning has taken a lot of that time. So the Oilers have more depth, and Davidson doesn't have his feet under him yet. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the next 6 or 7 weeks with his game, and if he can get it into shape in time, then he can be a regular.
Sugar, one last one for you. One of our listeners got $18 to do a shot of blood nose once. So.
Oh, buddy. That's offside, man. That's terrible. $18 would not be enough.
That's what I'd be
in the hundred to do that.
That's the part of the story that I'm laughing about is the $18. I'm like, seriously?
$18?
Like in many other cultures, drinking blood is kind of a regular thing, really. Right?
So, oh, man.
It just is. Right.
Yeah, no, you got to be able to go out and treat yourself to something significant if you're going to go through something like that. I mean, that's just, was he like 11 years old? If he's $18, that big a deal in his world? That's no good. Don't read that stuff on the air. I got to go. This is terrible.